Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hiya, it's Robin here, Bungo the Sean. Just a quick note to say that tonight's recording was a bit of a challenge. Now, that's quite an understatement. In fact, it's probably the understatement of the century. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. So if you're listening to this audio recording and it kind of sounds a bit weird or jumps around a little bit here and there, don't worry about it. It's all Mark's fault.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 576, for real, of the Overseas Connection podcast, April 26th, 2020. This might be a little deja vu. This might be the future or the past playing again. I don't know. But something's happened. We've been able to – we fed the hamsters a little bit more energy pellets. They're working better now. So we're here. We're giving it a reboot. This is your weekly podcast from the Overseas Connection crew. Thank you for tuning in on Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, 3 p.m. Central. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel just quite the same. It's going to be a little different because, you know what? Look, some of you are going to feel like you've been here before, that maybe you've heard a little bit of this, that maybe you've been down this dark path already. So we're going to expedite some things a little bit. We're going to let you know that this week – Greg had a barbecue with some nice food, some somewhat social distancing. He is contemplating a Thrustmaster. Robin Tate has accessorized with a chainsaw, a very loud hat and glove combination for protection. Robin, so as I was saying, has accessorized nicely. Gary is living in a bizarro version of Escape from New York. And literally, Gary, you are living in Escape from New York.
I got out once. Yes. I came back.
And Kim is literally living the life of dealing with different shit every day, but kind of the same shit every day.
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel for you there. So it's been a long week. It's been a rough week. It's been
really, yeah. And it's all culminating for today.
I know. This podcast is it is encapsulating this past week. It's been all right, we are going to talk about games that we played. We'll talk about them back in earnest. So Gary, we started with you last time. Let's start with you this time.
All right.
Well, actually, first question to Robin. Do we have the sound effect?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Okay. That felt normal. That felt just like everything else, right?
Feels beautiful.
Yeah. Gary, what have you been playing?
All right. My main game lately has been Escape from Tarkov. I've been playing the heck out of that. The game is frustrating beyond all hell at times, just because it is so hard. But there are so many elements to that game that make it makes me keep coming back. So there's a whole like element of building guns and selling guns and a whole market that's behind the game that just makes it so interesting. I watch a lot of videos on it now. We talked in the first take kind of what the concept is behind it. It has a, like my stepbrother, when he came with us, he said it definitely had a Rust feel. But it's not a full open world and, you know, base building. It's you come into a raid and you basically, it's about a 30 minute raid that you're going to go in. What your objective is to get in there, collect loot and get out. Go in, if you die, anything you came in with, you lose forever. anything that you may have collected is gone. You have a little tiny, they call it a gamma case or something, that you can actually put some stuff in there. So you might get lucky and throw some items in there if you die. It can be really tough. I had a string of like 5 runs in a row where I died within 2 minutes of the game starting, getting killed. And it was really like, I'm like, fuck this game. I'm done. Never coming back. But then I came back the next day and I had two good runs in a row. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's like golf. It can frustrate the hell out of you. And when you do well, you feel really good about it. And right now, you know, I have that drive to try to get myself to more of a mid-tier player so I can start getting better weapons now. It's a whole financial system. If you're not financially set, you can't get the better weapons. You need to get in there, get loot, collect money, and then you can start getting better weapons. So it's a really interesting game. And then beyond the game, a lot of people that play World of Warcraft just love it and love those elements of crafting and doing all that other stuff outside of the game. So it's been pretty cool.
Okay. Excellent. A game you're going to keep coming back to, I'm assuming. I know you said you like this game. It's got kind of that hook into you. Anything you can see that actually might get you away from it? I mean, is there like pay-to-win elements to it that you are not thrilled about? Anything like that we should be aware of?
No real pay-to-win. You know, they have it is it's a beta right now, so you know, they do have issues. If they didn't support it, the developers, like you would want, certainly would drive me away. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, they're very involved. The guy Nikita, I think his name is. He's kind of like the lead director of the game on there. I think it's his concept and everything. So it's his development team that's doing it.
Okay.
Over the last
two or 3 Nikita, weeks, he'll never know.
Nikita, right?
He'll never know how much I love her. So he'll never know how good it feels to hold you.
He's done podcasts with actual like lead content creators from
Twitch. Nikita, I love you so.
And is listening to them and actually taking back stuff that they tell him that's broken with the game or whatnot. So it's really nice to see somebody that involved with the community and listening to them. So for a while, I could see me definitely playing this for months and hopefully maybe years, you know, as they keep developing it.
Okay. All right. We're going to shift. Well, actually, we'll just stick with it. We'll go on to, Gary, the next game you were going to talk about, which is Deadside. So this actually, I'm noticing a theme with some of the games you're playing. They are kind of loot-driven, survival kind of games.
Yeah. So the reason I kind of found Deadside, so that came out last Tuesday in alpha on Steam.
Okay.
I guess they gave keys to a lot of the folks to play Tarkov. So they were streaming it right before it went live. And I'm like, you know what? It looks good. It's only $20. And I like where they're going. It is, in my opinion, a lot of people talk about Scum, I think, is like one of the main games they compare it to, and DayZ, but there's no zombies in there, but there are AI, scavs, or whatever you want to call them. Okay. The game is very rusty. If you remember the game Rust,
right, rusty in a not a bad way.
Correct. it is looting. You go out, you kill, you loot. You get your money, you build up. You can build bases there. The game is very small right now, or I mean, it's kind of big, but the developers have showed like the size of the map that they're going to get to. It's going to be immense. It's going to be gigantic. I really like what they're doing. Since the alpha, they've already had several patches. So, I mean, I like helping out new developers with new ideas. And this looks like a game. It's early. It's a little tough. And there's moments that you can want to pull your hair out. But it is an alpha. And I do like where they're going with that. So I've been playing that. I kind of bounce back and forth between Tarkov and that. If I want something a little more casual and less sweaty, as the kids call it these days, I'll jump off Tarkov and jump over to the Deadside side.
Is it? You said it's alpha, so it's not open to the public.
No, actually, so it is open. Okay. There's another game that I picked up, and I jumped in quick. It's called Marauder. It looks like Tarkov. It's a raid, looting, and stuff like that, but it's supposed to be more open worldish, where Tarkov is really you get into a map and you're in that map. And I think the way they want to go with this game Marauder is really open world. I think I did $20 for them as well, or something like that, for a pre-alpha. So I actually have it. I loaded it and I jumped into a game once, but I couldn't figure out what to do. It's very raw, but it's like four guys developing the game. It looks pretty cool. I like where they want to go with it. So just something I threw on there.
All right. Okay.
It's me, baby.
All right. Well, let's talk. I don't think I want to talk snooker quite yet. So let's talk.
Well, I'll be very quick. Kim, I fell asleep during the intro. Fuck that. I'm sure it's fun with people, but by itself, my God, that's boring. I got through the tutorial and started to play a game, and fucking hell, that's the most boring fucking game on the earth. It's ridiculous. Absolutely boring. I'm sure it's fun with somebody else, but Mike Chin, you're a fucking weirdo. Unbelievable. It's such just having to wait for a computer guy to go line up the move and some guy with a soft voice, like, go to sleep, Robin, go to sleep. I woke up like 15 minutes after I started playing it. It's ridiculous. What are you thinking about? Oh, buy this. It's only 15 quid. I tell you what, I'd rather I went to some flipping wee place down in Asia somewhere and spent 3-5 quids on Happy Times.
Would put you to sleep just the same. Yeah, I have not fired up snooker yet. I'm dreading firing up snooker.
I'm sure it's so wonderful with people, but by yourself, be prepared. Have a pillow with you.
No, see, that's the problem. I have not, like, I can't game at night right now. Like, anytime, like, when I'm getting time to game at night, it's usually pretty late, and I'm, like, 15 minutes tops, and I'm like, okay, I'm just too tired. I cannot, nothing's engaging me right now. So, yeah. Gaming has been happening in the mornings or the afternoons. That's when I've been having some decent time with games. But Kim, let's shift gears because obviously we don't want to talk about the boar fest of snooker. Let's talk about something more exciting, like underwater adventuring in Subnautica.
Well, yeah, I have to be perfectly honest. The only reason I downloaded this game was because of the quest. With the Game Pass, you know, you like get 3 achievements from 3 Game Pass games, sort of thing. Right. I downloaded this because, you know, who was it, Mark or Robin? Somebody had played it and finished it and said it was good or something. So I thought,
Phil, I think finished.
Phil.
It. Yeah.
Well, I should have figured. Yeah, it's Phil Olsen. Anyway, I downloaded it yesterday, and Tony got all excited because Tony was here because he'd saw some dude on YouTube play it, so he was all excited. I only managed to play about 20 minutes of it before I went back to Witcher, and that could be just because it's me and I'm currently on a Witcher like obsession right now. So, but you know, I played 20 minutes of it. I got through the ship, I guess, I don't know, blowing up or whatever, because you know, you're in the escape pod and you land in the ocean, I assume that's what it is. And you know, I dilly-dallied with it a little bit. I dived a couple times to try to figure out what the hell the deal was. And I'm still not quite sure, but I mean, it seems like if you want a laid-back kind of peaceful game, I guess maybe this is your thing. Because it's got several modes to it.
I'm now equating laid-back peaceful to put me to sleep, Ames.
Exactly. Well, that
put me to sleep.
That's kind of my theory at the moment, but there is a survival mode, apparently. I picked the one where it wouldn't kill me, like, within the first 15 minutes of diving into the water. So, I don't know. Like I said, I did it because of the quests on the Game Pass, and I wanted to mark them off for the month before the month's out. So, I don't know. I can't say I gave it a fair shake, but who knows? I may go back to it at some point. I'm kind of like you. I can't game at night anymore because it seems like, because I work all day, it's like, I have to play something that's going to keep my interest. Otherwise, it's like, piss on it, I'm going to bed.
Right.
So, you know. Yeah. But I tried it, so we'll see. It might be something I go back to. So other than that, I've just been playing Witcher. I finished the Hearts of Stone DLC, and oh my god, it was good. It was awesome. But if that wasn't the most depressing thing in the world, Jiminy Christmas. All I can say is, kids, don't make a deal with the devil. Because he'll turn around and bite you square in the ass and everyone around you. So
That's advice. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much it. I finished that. I'm kind of waiting before I go into the, what's the other one? Blood and Wine? Doing some other stuff.
Is actually better. Supposedly, out of the two DLCs, out of the two DLCs, that was supposedly like rated the better of the two. It's also a little bit longer, so.
Which is why I'm kind of waiting to jump into it. I'm kind of going around and knocking off the question marks on the map because I've just about got one map completely cleared off. So I'm doing that. I unlocked the Rune Master guy, which let me tell you, that fucker's expensive. Holy moly. I finished Hearts of Stone, and I had like $10,000 or florins or whatever the hell they are. And I thought, holy shit, I'm like, right up there now. And then I get to that guy, and he's like, well, I need $5,000. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, so much for that now. So, yeah, I'm lucky now. I think I'm back finally up to $5,000. But now he wants $10,000 for better tools and stuff. And all I can think is, well, you're just going to have to go in hell and wait. So, other than that, plodding along in The Witcher.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Robin, any highlights from Call of Duty with Mark and Jay?
Yeah, we this is going back a week or so now. We got back to this is the drop in the PUBG version of Call of Duty.
Right.
And Jay, of course, is phenomenal at these games. Where he had I had one kill and he had 12. But we went through this thing and we ended up being very lucky and being in the middle of the map. It was flipping awesome. It was like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid plus me.
Plus one.
and we ended up, we were in sort of in the middle of the map for the whole thing. We didn't have to move that far. And they were coming at us. That was the Alamo. They were coming at us left, right, and center. It was there that we made it to it's our little team to, I think it was the third or second. I can't remember third, but I think it was. But it was just awesome. That's really, really good. It's so fast, and where PUBG feels really clunky, this actually feels really, really good. So that's a fantastic addition to Call of Duty, and I'd love to play some more of that again. The sooner the better, actually. The sooner the better. Well, I want to play some of that.
If you stay awake tonight, maybe we'll play some after the recording of this podcast, because we certainly may need to vent some steam. I will say this. I bought XCOM Chimera Squad.
Oh, I need a pillow again.
That's not a shock.
No, that's the statement. I bought XCOM Chimera Squad. I've yet to fire it up. I bought it ahead of time. It downloaded. I literally have not touched it yet. You know why? Because it's on my PC. This is the problem. I tend not to game on my PC. That's the rub. But I will play it at some point because I did hear that they smartly put in gamepad controls. That was a knock at all you PC Master Race people.
Easy.
Yeah, I know. But the game I did play that I want to talk about is Journey to a Savage Planet. Came out on Game Pass, fired it up. It's a really charming shooter. It's got a lot of kind of Outer World vibe to it. Exploration... but it doesn't have the RPG dialogue elements. So you're not having to make choices of dialogue trees, that kind of thing, and have interaction with characters in that fashion. There is a computer AI that's in your head that's constantly kind of making some little quips, especially in the tutorial part that I was going through. But it's got some character. It's got a little whimsy to it. Beautiful to look at. It's very colorful. It's not a graphical powerhouse. Like, you're not going to be like, oh my god, these are the best graphics I've ever seen. But it's charming, and so I'm inclined to play more of it, and I'll continue to play it and check it out. I know Phil thought very highly of it. He finished it out, so
Phil is quite odd, but he is odd, isn't he? Yes.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to send you guys some coffee, Robin. You may have to fire up the Nespresso machine. Gary, why don't you call DoorDash and have them deliver you a Starbucks?
You saw me yawn, huh?
Yeah,
I don't think we have Starbucks. Starbucks are not open here.
The no deliveries? God, what the hell?
It's very, very rare. There's a few that are open, but there's not many.
Okay.
We can get Carvel delivered, which is pretty cool.
All right, well, there you go. Anyway, so yeah, Journey to Savage Planet. If you have Game Pass, definitely check it out. Even if you don't have Game Pass and you have the opportunity to check it, I would say it's worth it. So far, so good. So that is a quick rundown of the games. I'm not going to talk about Metro Exodus because it's no different than when I talked about it the last few times I've talked about it. Still crappy dialogue. Still looks pretty. But it's so hard getting through that dialogue. So, yeah. It's a shame. That's a real shame. That's one of those things where I wish the game had better writers or at least translation teams, because it just doesn't work with the Western audience. All right. Here's some fun twist. Let's talk a quiz.
Oh, fuck yes. Thank God for that. Boy. Yes. Let's do a quiz, because a quiz would be absolutely wonderful, wouldn't it? A quiz would be friggin' brilliant, because it's not a Gears quiz, but it'll do.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
And then it sums it up. It sums it up right there. Too bad, tough. All right, we're going to get the quiz in right now before we lose anybody else. We don't want to lose Gary because he's got limited time. You know, he's got so many places he has to go in his current state of quarantine.
Actually, I can't get my son from work. The grocery store boy.
The grocery store boy. All right, here we go. I am your quiz master today. The blankety blank, 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 blank quiz. Basically, these are stolen phrases from famous epic video games or things that Mark thought up in his brain. So, that being said, you guys are going to send me your answers, preferably not using the word cunt.
It was just a test.
I know. That was my way of acknowledging that I got your test. Anyway, all right. So here we go. First question, and this is GLaDOS Portal 2. The blank, really? Who's making sound effects here?
Not me.
Yeah, I believe it.
Thank you very much.
You all have a victory's achieved.
Yeah.
Not you at all.
Yeah.
All Mark's fault. GLaDOS Portal 2.
Hello, podcast family.
So what did you say again?
Fuck, it's like a podcasting with Duke.
Oh, don't say that.
All right, here we go. Yes, Gary, and yes, Robin. Test confirmed. Here we go. GLaDOS Portal 2. The blank is the same word used twice.
The blank?
Remember, the blank? No, this is not actually part of the... This is...
Fuck six, spit it out.
Knowledge for you. I'm trying. This is knowledge for you. The blank in this phrase is used twice, okay? That makes sense?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
The blank.
You are not a blank person. You know that, right? Blank people don't end up here. You are not a blank person. You know that, right? Blank people don't end up here. Is it A, clever? B, inflatable? C, good? Or D, real? You are not a blank person. You know that, right? Blank people don't end up here. Is it A, clever? B, inflatable? C, good? Or D, real? And I have an answer from Robin. I have an answer from Kim, and I have an answer from Gary. Two of you have stated clever. One of you has stated good. The clever person stated good and got the question correct. Hmm. Because it is good. So Kim gets the answer correct. Huh?
Can this get any more fucking random?
Yep. Here we go. I'm just going to mess with you guys the rest of this podcast. This is my joke. All right, here we go. This is Admiral Talwin, Wing Commander 4, the game I know all of you have played. Admiral Talwin from Wing Commander 4.
Yeah. I watched Miss Congeniality today because of C.P. Matthew, and he deserves to be thrashed for that. But anyway, that's another story.
Robin, this is the phrase. The price of freedom is eternal blank. The price of freedom is eternal blank. Is it A, vigilance, B, damnation, C, blowjobs, or D, debt? The price of freedom is eternal blank. A, vigilance, B, damnation, C, blowjobs, or D, debt?
I feel like we're playing a game of Jackbox. So because of that, I pick C, blowjobs. You know, you get to pick the one you like the most.
There you go. Yes. So we have Kim with vigilance. Robin with damnation. What? Oh, damnation. Gotcha. and see Gary blowjobs. Gary, I want to give you the point. I really want to give you the point. However, I can't give you the point.
It's not the right answer.
It is not the right answer. That it's absolutely incorrect.
I'd like to get one.
And damn me, Sean. Robin, clever. You clever little girl. Not the correct answer either. Amazingly, Kim on a roll, 2 for 2. Vigilance is the correct answer.
I told you, I don't like to be manhandled.
I do feel like the price of freedom is eternal blowjobs. That really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know what? So it was my wedding anniversary, right? And so this Judith came last night and said, like, I want to try this new thing I've heard about. It's called, like, the 69. So like, let's try it out. So, you know, it's her 23rd anniversary, and, you know, she's a bit shy. So she sits down on top of me and, you know, gets in position, and she farts. She says, oh, no, sorry. Let me try that again. I'm trying again. And she goes down to me again. She puts her down towards my face, and she farts again. And she says, oh, I'm sorry, let's go again. I says, no fucking way am I going to do it another 67 times on me. So, you know, whatever the 69 thing is, I have no idea. I don't want to know about it.
This podcast could literally not get any worse. All right, the last question.
Again, it's Mark's fault for putting that in there.
This literally is Mark's fault. Mark, this is what happens when you decide to take a night off from the show. Nico Bellic, GTA 4. This is from Nico Bellic, GTA 4, the best GTA game by far.
What?
Anybody? I know, nobody thinks that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Nico Bellic. War is where the young and stupid are blank by the old and bitter into killing each other. War is where the young and stupid are blank by the old and bitter into killing each other. Is it A, tricked, B, forced, C, ordered, or D, gangbanged? War is where... The young and stupid.
What was wrong with Mark today?
I know. Really? Yeah. You could tell he had something on his mind. War is where the young and stupid are blank by the old and bitter into killing each other. Is it A, tricked, B, forced, C, ordered, or D, gangbanged, 69'd, or farted on?
I'd like to do D, but I won't this time.
All right. I have an answer from Gary. I have an answer from Kim, maybe.
Should. I sent one anyway. I'll put it that way.
I do have an answer from Robin now, and I have an answer from Kim, so hang on a second. So, did you change your answer like 5 times, Kim, or is that... No. All right, I got you. Okay, we're good. We're good. So, on this list, I have one individual who has stated forced, two individuals who have stated ordered, and no individuals who should have correctly said tricked. And therefore, nobody gets it correct. Yes, tricked is the correct answer. War is where the young and stupid are tricked by the old and bitter into killing each other. So there you go. I award nobody any points on that last one. Kim gets 2 points. Gary, you get a half point for blowjob. I'm just, I'm giving
Thank you.
Half point for Gary for blowjobs. Robin, you get a half point for being farted on.
I'm just Thank you very much. Love it.
All right. I can safely say enough of that.
Here is the fucking news.
Robin's just on his own podcast at this point in time. He's just like, I'm just going to power through this. We just got to get through it. All right. We did have a little bit of news. One actually pretty major story. One not so major story. Battlefield 5 will get one last standalone DC update, DLC update, DC update, DLC update this summer. So DICE and EA are bringing the last DLC. It's going to be basically the Libya map, some more weapons, a few game tweaks. There will be no new chapter to the game this time around. So it's literally just some multiplayer stuff coming out to the game. But that will be it for Battlefield 5. And expect Battlefield 6 in a week or so times to be announced. Because that's like what's going to happen. Nintendo has joined the ranks of companies with major hacking issues happening. So Nintendo blocks legacy logins after apparently 160,000 accounts were compromised. So Nintendo has shut down its Nintendo ID logins and is encouraging Switch owners to lock down their accounts after a wave of fraudulent attacks.
For God's sake, will somebody help me?
Sorry, I didn't realize I was going to do that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you knew. Anyway, so the nut end of this, Nintendo has been compromised the old Wii U and 3DS logins for Nintendo IDs.
Oh wow!
They were not two-step authentication, and so some people had PayPal accounts, that kind of things, hacked into.
Oh no!
Apparently, yeah. So the good news is it's not happening anymore. The bad news is you could have been potentially affected, but they are saying enable two-factor authentication, which is the bane of our existence, by the way, on this podcast, if I may say so. Two-step authentication sucks.
It's been years. I'm really sorry. This is like a... Do you know what? This is Gary's fault. It's like... It's one of those... What was it? The CAG? What was it? The lag? Or what was it? The CAG cast or whatever? CAG lag cast? Flip me. And Kim used to go, what the fuck's going on in the background?
I honestly do not know how we are going to have any kind of podcast to publish.
I have to edit this.
Yeah, you do have to edit this, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are we still streaming, apparently, for some reason?
Yeah,
without volume.
Why not?
Can they actually, with no volume?
Yeah.
So it's just like visual art.
Yeah, there's somebody in the corner that doing the hand signals. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Red Dead Redemption 2 coming to Game Pass May 7th. That's some news. It'll be replacing GTA 5. So that was actually a bit of a surprise. People were like, wow, that's a big game coming to Game Pass. It's coming to Game Pass. I don't think there's anything hugely notable. The game's been out for a while. I think if you wanted to play this game, you probably already bought it. But maybe, just maybe, there might be somebody that's new to it that you can get onto it for Game Pass. Maybe you can sell your existing copy and play it on Game Pass. I don't know. But it's coming to Game Pass.
Did they ever really develop the online play? I have it on PC. I haven't really dived into the online at all.
I know that they've updated a lot of it. I have not gone back in and played it, to be perfectly honest.
I think they maybe hoped that it had would be GTA online, you know. But I don't think it's ever got to that level.
I still play GTA 5 online.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, GTA 5 was a special... I mean, that really was kind of a special occurrence, kind of almost like a PUBG thing or a Fortnite thing, or it really took over the world for a while.
Well, you know, Red Dead, the original, the online play, I had a lot of fun with that. The old lag days, I had moments that my stepbrother, he was playing with us, he still laughs about, you know, riding his horse along a bridge and falling off, or there was some really good moments with that. So maybe they'll get there.
I mean, there still are good moments in this. I mean, when I've played it, I know we constantly were getting into firefights with other people, what we probably shouldn't have. But we would just be like, let's go attack them. Why not? Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's a nice win for Game Pass.
Definitely.
And it bolsters that library a little bit more. All right, that's it for news. Look, we do this thing every week right now in the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some cunt in the UK that streams a movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
And invites you into his home so he can fart on you.
Yeah, and, hey, you know, last week we did Outbreak, of course, and Greg turned up and Dan was there. And we had good fun. We ripped it to shreds. And we had good fun with Outbreak. So, I mean, the last couple of weeks we have had stupid stuff like... what was there? There was Monty Python 2012. You know, disaster movies and movies that don't need a lot of intelligence or brain power to watch them. That's the sort of stuff that we're doing. So come along, 10 o'clock UK time on Tuesday evening, and I promise you we will stream something stupid once again. We'll have a drink, we'll have a laugh. Just a chat and just a bit of fun for a couple of hours. So please come and join us. End of.
And bonus, you may actually be able to hear us.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Bonus. Is this question from? Matt Nation. Has he shaved his head yet?
So or has that not happened yet? I don't know. He has raised 422 pounds of his goal. I would love people to go to justgiving.com/fundraising Matt-NHS-head-shave. Or, you know, look for Matt Nation at MPAR343 on Twitter. He's going to shave his head for the NHS. It would be lovely to see somebody giving him a bit more money. But £422, not too shabby. Funny enough, my wife... shaved my head to give me a haircut this week.
No, Robin.
It wasn't too bad. It was all right. No. It was okay. It wasn't the worst. So anyway, please, Matt's going to try and make a bit of money out of it. So please give him a bit of support. He's a good lad.
Excellent. Robin, I really thought you were taking that back to the 69 stuff.
You're going to tell me your hair smells like farts.
Let it go. Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
We did not talk about this at the very beginning.
For sure.
We skipped kind of through everything, but we should acknowledge you had a wonderful anniversary dinner with your wife.
23rd, yes.
Yeah.
And we got to the bedroom, and she got to bed. I said, Alexa, it's business time. Judith was lying on the bed. I came into the bedroom and went, Leroy! Yeah, it didn't go too well. Didn't go. I got slapped down.
I hear you there, Robin. I hear you there. But hey,
yeah, look, we had a nice time. Thanks.
That's good. I'm happy.
I'm so happy. So happy and gay.
Kim, if you would be so kind, I think we should learn about new games coming out.
Alrighty, I'll get right on that. Alrighty, here's your new releases from today to May 2nd. And let me tell you, it's quite a list compared to the last couple of weeks. We have Gears Tactics for the PC on the 28th. I'm sure there's a few of you that are excited over that one. Moving out for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on the 28th. Sakura Wars for the PlayStation 4, April 28th. SnowRunner for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, also on the 28th. Telling Lies for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, on the 28th. Okay. The Inner Friend for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, also on the 28th. Dreadnoughtical for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, PC, on the 29th.
Robin,
Levelhead.
That's really loud. Switch.
It kind of is. PC, iOS, Android on the 30th. Street Fighter 4 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 30th as well. And Arcade Spirit for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch on May 1st. And those are going to release.
Were you done? Because all I could hear was that fucking music.
Yeah.
I turned it right down.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
So, victory achieved! It's a thing, you can win money! Victory achieved! You play games, you complete them till the end, and the bits come up at the end. It goes up at the bottom. It starts at the bottom, goes to the top. I'm doing my best Joe Biden impersonation. It starts, what is it called? It's a thing. It's scrolling,
lying,
that's what it is.
Dog, pony face, liar.
So once every 3 months we draw someone randomly from a hat. There is no hat. Trust us, it's random. We don't pick someone. And you win £15 or $20 to spend on PSN, XBL, Steam, whatever you want to spend it on, just for finishing games. So finish the game, take a selfie with the credits in the background, and tweet that off to @OC_podcast. I will stick a chicken on it and retweet it. And I will giggle to myself as I'm doing it. And this week, the people that finished games, Caliburn M, he finished The Secret of Monkey Island. Wow! James B, 1983, Mass Effect Andromeda, love it, even though people don't. Little Lord, he finished Wolfenstein Youngblood in co-op, good lad yourself. Mr. Miyagi, he finished Mad Max, his ginger hair could do with a haircut. He's in zombie apocalypse mode. I noticed from his photograph he needs a haircut there. So my wife will help you out if you fly over from Australia, and we'll get that sorted. Infected Spike, Psych, he finished Alan Wake, so he tortured the tractor. And Dave3Omatic finished Far Cry 5. Well done, everybody. And for that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
I want to go home, Greg.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yes, indeedy.
I know. I want to go home, too. The good news is we are home. The bad news is we're home. Anyway. Yeah. Look, if you've made it this far, God bless you. Seriously, I almost feel like Robin owes you money for this show. So just reach out to him. I'm sure he'll send a couple pounds your way. Look, if you want to be part of the conversation, normally, I say normally because this week was anything but normal. We are weekly Twitch TV, Mixer.com, YouTube. Come check us out, please. Give us a second chance. If this is your first chance, I'm really sorry. You probably are not listening at this point, but if you are, hats off to you. 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast. Skip over to Easter Island at 6 p.m. or go early morning, 7 a.m. in Australia. Come check us out. We will have a version of this podcast. God knows what it'll sound like on iTunes. It'll be on Stitcher. It'll be on Google. You can listen to the audio-only version, which is probably the only way you're actually going to hear our voices. Because pretty much everything else doesn't have her voice. Well, listen to Nicole.
Maybe. Why?
There are many ways you can... Hey, Nicole.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
Funny noise.
Gary, I think you should start off the shout outs because I know you about 45 minutes ago told us you only had about a half hour left.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Soon. Just thank you guys for having me on. I apologize to our listeners for our technical difficulties. Again, it's Mark's fucking fault because he's a cunt. So a shout out to Mark.
Good use of Mark. Good use of cunt. Excellent style points for Gary. Woo!
Awesome. That's it, bro. Thank you so much. Kim. Boy, why should I do it normal? Let's just fuck it all up.
There you go. I'm going to shout out the shouters that we had, and that would be Dinkster UK, Hardly Dan, Bristle Rich, Ethan Mission Leaf, and Lurks Commander Root, and Scott Stubby.
Yay, so, good lads. Thank you.
For hanging on and putting up with our echoing and whatnot. You know,
yeah.
We'll try better next week. And a shout out to my dad, who turned 69 yesterday. So,
nice.
69 is still a gigantic my ass. So, you know.
That's an accomplishment. Yeah.
Right? And he's still out there mowing the yard and, you know, doing most things that probably most 69-year-olds shouldn't do, but that's my dad. He's bullheaded. So, anyway, other than that, shout out to you guys for trying to make this thing work. It may not be the best podcast we ever put forward, but damn it, we tried.
It's an apocalypse.
On to you there, Robin.
Yeah, it is a zombie apocalypse right now, so what do you expect, you know? So I've had my kids are at the back with a generator winding it up. That's been the problem, and they fell asleep because it's so late at night here. So that's why. So I'm really sorry. The first apology and, you know, the first half hour was all Greg's fault, completely and utterly. I thank the Indian gentleman somewhere out there for doing a command prompt thing on my computer. DNS. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We don't do this normally. Safe, guys. Social distance. Be responsible. Get back to work. Socially distancing. We can't do that in the UK yet. Can't get back to work yet. But if you're out and about, be sensible about this. Don't be like Californians. Don't go like onto the beach every freaking all together and hug.
Be like California. Why not? Yeah. Be like California.
Okay. Live in a tent on the side of the road made of plastic.
Robin?
Yes.
Why don't you go to the old update and compare California numbers and UK numbers? I'm just saying.
Why don't you just go and inject some disinfectant, okay?
I'm gonna go take some Lysol and I'm gonna beat this. As everybody has said, this has not been a normal podcast by any stretch. This has been a train wreck of a podcast. We apologize profusely up and down. It is all Mark's fault. Robin is wrapping himself in something. All I can say is, look, I know what he's doing now. We will do better. We will do better. We're sorry. That's really what it boils down to. We apologize, but we will be back. It will be better, primarily because I will not be attempting to stream the podcast. We will make Mark stream the podcast, and Robin has agreed to cut off 5 of his fingers with his chainsaw.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.